It's barely 2.5 years since Kevin Rudd swept Labor to power with a 23-seat majority. Today he suffered the humiliation of being turned out even before serving a full first term. Annie Guest reports on the rise and fall of Kevin Rudd.
After 5 leadership changes in opposition, Kevin Rudd took Labor to power in November 2007, unseating the 12-year-old coalition government led by John Howard.
Today, Australia has looked to the future.
Labor won 83 of the 150 seats in the federal parliament.
And together, as Australians, to unite and write a new page in our nation's history.
Kevin Rudd moved quickly to fulfil some of his election promises, ratifying the Kyoto Protocol and acting on reconciliation.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments and governments that have inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on these our fellow Australians.
The man from Nambour, north of Brisbane, enjoyed incredible popularity in his first 2 years in office. Many Australians welcomed his rhetoric on the environment.
Climate change is the great moral challenge of our generation.
At times, opinion polls showed about 67% of people supported Kevin Rudd as preferred Prime Minister. He saw off the once promising opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull. But the rot set in when promises began to tumble. Journalist and author David Marr.
The catastrophe of Copenhagen told against him very strongly. And then he abandoned the ETS scheme.
David Marr recently wrote that Kevin Rudd was driven by anger. This morning he told Radio National's Fran Kelly, as Prime Minister he was not what people hoped.
He was elected as a shining knight and he's turned out to be a rather ordinary, complex and strange politician.
One of the complexities emerged with concerns about Kevin Rudd's authoritarian style.
Some public servants finding the hours a bit much. Well, I suppose I've simply got news for the public service. There'll be more.
When Labor claimed credit for Australia escaping relatively unscathed from the global financial crisis, it lost support when its fiscal stimulus measures went awry. The waste in the school buildings program, fodder for comedians, and the insulation scheme, a tragedy that cost lives as well as jobs.
I'm disappointed in myself for not asking more questions.
More recently, others had questions about Kevin Rudd's decision-making, with references to a small kitchen cabinet running the government, or worse, an autocratic leader. Kevin Rudd's handling of the Henry Tax Review and his push for a much greater slice of mining profits was one of the nails in his political coffin, according to long-time adversary and former Queensland Premier of 10 years, Peter Beattie.
The mining tax and the campaign that was run against the federal government did undermine Kevin's standing in the community. I've got no doubt about that.
Peter Beattie first weighed in last month, publicly praising Julia Gillard. Today he summarises Kevin Rudd's demise as a terminal lack of support from colleagues.
Consulting, making sure that members of the caucus are part of the team is absolutely essential. And if the caucus are not happy, then frankly, leadership changes. And that's what happened here.
Some commentators have gone as far as to say Kevin Rudd's leadership, in the end, was toxic.
Annie Guest reporting from Brisbane.